This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Richard Brake with the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. He's co-chair of ISI's National Civic Literacy Board. He's also written an opinion piece recently for the Daily Caller in relation to today's vote of the House of Representatives to defund NPR. Obviously, that faces a couple more hurdles, including a Democratic-led Senate and President Obama, but the House did move forward on that today. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. In this piece, you point out that not only is it a fair debate to have whether or not NPR should be defunded, given that Mr. Schiller said that he didn't think NPR in the long run needed it, but you also point out that a lot of the suppositions that he makes in that hidden tape conducted by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas simply aren't true, and you go through a lot of evidence to back that up. First of all, his first claim that, in his opinion, liberals might be more educated, fair, and balanced than conservatives. You use the civic literacy test that you've quizzed me on, and we've certainly highlighted before in the past. And what have you found out?
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting when a liberal is unplugged, so to speak, and kind of lets his guard down and tells you what he really thinks. I mean, one of the kind of the fatal conceits is that liberals are smarter than conservatives. And when we did our civic literacy test, we actually found that while all Americans didn't do very well, actually conservatives consistently did better on our test than liberals did by about 5 percentage points, which is certainly statistically significant and also numerically significant as well. So, you know, it goes along with this kind of world view that, well, conservatives are the stupid party, and that's just simply not the case.
The other main thing that you focus on in this piece is that Schiller claims that institutions of higher learning, otherwise known as colleges and universities, are not intrinsically liberal. They're just more intellectual, and Democrats tend to trend more to the intellectual side than conservatives.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has become kind of the fallback argument because somehow they're trying to link, you know, pursuit of knowledge with some kind of monopoly of liberalism. And, you know, what we found when we tried to correlate civic knowledge with opinion and political attitudes, what we found was that college didn't do a whole lot in terms of increasing your knowledge about American civics. But what it did do is that it led you to identify more strongly with the liberal and democratic labels, and it also made you more likely to adopt liberal views on social issues. You're more likely to favor same-sex marriage, more likely to favor abortion on demand, and less likely to favor school prayer, and you're also more skeptical that the Bible is the Word of God. So, you know, it's kind of a very troubling kind of 1-2 punch. College fails to educate while indoctrinating. And then, of course, the statistics, the ones that we haven't done, but it's all over the place. It's almost laughable to suggest that liberals don't dominate the academy because, you know, in most disciplines, it's 80-70% liberal or progressive versus 4-7% for conservatives.
Is it overt, this indoctrination, or is it kind of subtle? How do most universities go about it?
Yeah, I think it's sins of omission and commission. I think part of it is if you feel like the country has been ill-founded and you don't think that the limited government regime that was put into place under the Constitution is something that to be overcome or transcended, then you're not going to teach that stuff, or you're not going to teach it sympathetically. Now, I think there are some professors who just, you know, especially the ones that don't teach politics, who allow their political views to infect literature, to infect biology with, you know, Darwinism and all that. Those are sometimes you hear, well, why are you telling me about your opinion about Obama when I'm supposed to be learning about astrophysics, you know, things like that. So some of it is subtle, and some of it is kind of beat you over the head.
What's the significance of this, Rich? And obviously Mr. Schiller is gone now, and he's not only gone from NPR, but he's gone from the place he was going to go after that. The fact that he would say this, given NPR's position.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I was trying to point out, too, in the piece is, and this might be an indictment on both sides and to some degree, is that we only listen to each other, right? We only listen to the people that we agree with. But clearly, you know, whether it was the Juan Williams incident or whether it was this kind of undercover stuff that has recently come out, the folks who run NPR have a very distinct worldview. And to get public funding and then kind of push that as somehow objective news analysis, you know, look, they have every right. It's a free country to go out and say and think what you want to think. But don't do it on my dime, right? Do it on – so if you need to go out and raise money, go out and raise money. And apparently Mr. Shiller thinks it actually might even be better for them to kind of be unhinged a little bit with the government. So in some ways maybe I'll agree with them on that it's better to have a little bit of some free market principles in terms of how they fundraise.
Last question for you, Rich, before we let you go. On the one hand, you have supporters of NPR scoffing at the idea of defunding, saying, look, when you compare it to the size of our fiscal problems, this is nothing. And at the same time, though, they're furious that defunding of NPR would happen. So what do you make of that contrast?
Well, what I think that, you know, again, this goes back to the original worldview, that somehow the only way we're going to have, you know, objective news coverage is to have it funded by the government. And I also think that, you know, it's personal for them because the right, you know, conservatives are the ones that are leading this fight. So sometimes when you get into a backyard brawl, you know, it's like, is this a public fight or a private fight, or can I join in? So sometimes the fisticuffs start to be exchanged. But I do think that ultimately what we're going to find, I mean, maybe not this year, but the bloom is off the rose. Everyone realizes that NPR is not an objective news source. So,
Rich, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. We'll see what happens with this legislation in the Senate.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Dr. Richard Brake is co-chair of the National Civic Literacy Board for the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. His analysis of the comments made by former NPR executive Ron Shiller can be found at dailycaller.com.